Welcome, certification peeps, to our training session focused on the Partnering Crime Collaborations That Count module from our Money Mastery program. I'm Sharon here to guide you on how to leverage this powerful module to inspire and equip your clients to unlock new levels of growth through strategic collaborations. This module is a game changer, and today we're diving into how you can tailor its delivery to different client settings and navigate any challenges that arise. The Partnering Crime Collaborations That Count module is designed to open your clients' eyes to the transformative potential of strategic collaborations. It covers why collaborations are crucial, how they serve as a leverage multiplier, the different types of collaboration, and steps to evaluate, negotiate, and scale these partnerships effectively. It's about turning the concept of working together into a strategic and actionable plan that can propel their businesses forward. In one-on-one sessions, your goal is to make the content deeply personal and directly relevant to each client's specific situation. Discuss their current network and potential collaboration opportunities. Use the worksheet as a basis for a detailed action plan, customizing it to align with their business goals and challenges. This personalized approach not only makes the content more impactful, but also helps in identifying and addressing specific fears or reservations your clients might have about collaborations. Group sessions offer a dynamic environment for exploring the module. Encourage participants to share their experiences and aspirations regarding collaborations. Use breakout sessions to facilitate smaller group discussions on the worksheet topics, fostering a collaborative learning atmosphere. Highlighting diverse perspectives on partnerships can inspire creativity and encourage participants to think outside the box. Here are some tips for maximizing the worksheet's impact. Encourage thoroughness. Stress the importance of not rushing through the worksheet. Each section is designed to provoke thought and strategic planning. Facilitate accountability. In group settings, pair participants up to discuss and review each other's worksheets. In one-on-one sessions, set specific timelines to review completed sections together. And finally, promote ongoing revision. The worksheet should be a living document. Encourage clients to revisit and update their worksheets as their understanding of potential collaborations evolves. Here are some potential sticking points that you may need to navigate with clients. Many clients hesitate to reach out to potential partners due to fear of rejection. Encourage them to view each outreach as practice, emphasizing that rejection is not a reflection of their value or potential. Some clients may struggle with articulating their value in a partnership. Help them break down their strengths, achievements, and unique offerings to build confidence in what they bring to the table. Clients may feel stuck in identifying who to collaborate with. Guide them in broadening their network, attending industry events, and leveraging social media to discover potential partners. The thought of formal agreements can be daunting. Offer to review negotiation strategies and key agreement components, demystifying the process. Suggest they speak to their business lawyer at the appropriate stage. Using the Partnering Crime Collaborations That Count module effectively is about more than just conveying information. It's about inspiring action and facilitating a mindset shift. Whether through one-on-one coaching or group workshops, your role is to guide your clients from apprehension to action, from isolation to integration. This module, woven into the fabric of the Money Mastery program, is a powerful tool for achieving just that. Remember, the most successful businesses are those that are open to collaboration, innovation, and mutual growth. Now go forth and empower your clients to find their partners in crime and unlock a world of untapped potential.